Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and welcome to the conversation. Today in the conversation, we're going to talk about Manchester United and what I think about the players we've got and where we're going and what's going on with that. Also, I'm going to talk about some new information about where they believe that there's an actual Libyan airport that was like run over by Islamists, and there's 11 airplanes reported missing. Where are they? That plus another American beheaded, and it seems like nothing is being done. That and more. The conversation starts right now. Isaiah 40:28-31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint nor grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Welcome to the program. Kind of think about that as you're going through your day today. And one thing I just wanted to quick talk about is I was reading this article the other day. I love gays. I love lesbians. I love all of them. I have transgender friends. They're all great. They're all wonderful. But there was a thing where they're talking about gayborhoods. You're going bye-bye. You know, I remember as a kid going to the Blue Oyster Bar and it's great. But I guess the gays and stuff are starting to be so accepted in this world now that these gay parts of town where only gays go, that's starting to be a thing of the past. And I kind of think that's sad. I mean, I guess if you're a cross-dresser and you're into that kind of thing, you want to hang out with like people. I mean, you want to hang out with, like people. You want to go like a sports bar. You want to go like whatever, You don't want to go to Bob's Big Beef Barn if you're going to... Okay, we're going to have our... guess what, folks? We're going to have our local Mercy for Animals meeting here at Bob's Big Beef Barn. I don't think so. No, they're going to try to find a place that's vegan-friendly. But if it's not a complete vegetarian or vegan place, they do offer that stuff. And I think there'll still be those clubs for like the gay and lesbian community, but I think like the gayborhood, as they call it in this article, I think they're going to be a thing of the past. And they're going to be something that I think, people are just going to, for the most part, you'll go to a bar and no one cares, I don't think, anymore. I think gays and lesbians, for the most part, except for radical, extremist, religious people that you're going to hell and, all these weird people, it's accepted. It's just like these people that still try to push the race card or still try to blame George Bush for everything. I think it's, for the most part, they can go to regular bars, they can go to wherever they want to, and no one cares. But that was just an article that I read and saw, and I want to give a shout-out to something you don't want to see. I was on Netflix, and I got the movie, I was watching the movie Alien Abduction. I'm like, I thought this would be, like, based off of true events or whatever, and kind of, it's like, I told my girlfriend last night, Melissa, it's like the Blair Witch Project, where it's useless arguing, Okay, you're out in the middle of nowhere. We're almost there. What are you doing? We're almost out of gas. No, we're almost out of gas, man. We'll turn around. We're not turning around, man. This GPS tells me where to go. I'm not going to listen to no one else. This seems never wrong. And GPS doesn't work right. And I mean, it's so fake. All these, it's useless arguing. Like when, if you ever saw the Brothers Project where they go with them, protect those ways of, throw away some map. And what do you mean the map is, it's going in circles, man. Map wasn't doing anything anymore. You never throw away, especially if you're backpacking. If you got stuff on your back, you don't feel, I'm too tired, I'll take it off, I'll walk faster. No, just, you always leave everything you have with you. You never know when you're going to need something in there. That's just really, 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 really cheesy movie. Really cheesy. But it's just one of those, I just had to say that because I'm watching it and it's bad. So don't watch it. I got to rate it and I'm like, I couldn't even finish watching it. It's that cheesy, that bad. But I was watching this thing yesterday, and there's a lot of people that there's speculation, and there's nothing to dispute this either way. There's no evidence that the video of the guy being beheaded yesterday was something that was done yesterday. They could have every one of those reporters beheaded, and they'll just bang the videos out in sequence. And what they've seen right now, and what I believe the terrorists are noting, is Obama's not doing anything. Well, I believe he's one of them. Like I'm going to give an insider info tip. Okay? If you want to live, find out where Obama is and get near him, because ISIS and terrorists are not going to attack Obama. You know, that one of my friends, huge liberal, put a thing on her Facebook about Canadian who says, how can we bash our president? How can we... Okay, so you never bashed Bush? You never said negative things about Bush? But, oh, this article is about how can we talk negatively and stuff and, like, browbeat our president, you know, beat him up with our words. I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't get it. Like MSNBC. What were they talking about on MSNBC? Because I flipped it and I just wanted to see what's going on. Hello, my name is Al Sharpton, and on Politics Nation today, we're going to talk about how Republicans don't want to increase the minimum wage. Minimum wage, $10. Come on, man. You mean to tell me that someone working at a fast food restaurant trying to support his family is going to make it on even $10 an hour? Really? You're concerned about $10 an hour minimum wage when Americans are being beheaded and these terrorists that we're letting go are saying, okay, folks, I'll see you in New York. There was a British broadcasting person that said that this one person that was released basically point and blank said, you know, see you in New York. It's on. It's on like Donkey Kong, you know? MSNBC has to worry about the minimum wage. Like Olympic said in this program last night, you have to go to a vault and get special permission from Fox or CNN to get out the footage from 9/11. Are you kidding me? I've seen videos yesterday where they are basically teaching their kids in these Middle Eastern countries how to use a gun, how to kill somebody, how to slit their throat. Now that's what you want to do. Pull the neck back, you want to take the knife, you want to slit the American right there. Kids, these are like 6 years old, 7 year olds. These are not like adults. These are kids. And here we are in America. Oh, we can't show kids 9/11. You need to say, hey, buddy, this is what happened on 9/11. This is what's going to happen again. This is what they're plotting again. Wake up. This is reality, folks. You know, the Passion of the Christ, that was reality. Well, it's not really reality because from the way I understand the Bible, it was way worse than what the Passion showed, what Jesus went through. But, you know, We need to shelter kids. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning in my hotel room in Paris, well, my apartment in Paris, and I was on vacation there seeing my good friend Scott Needham, and what was on the TV? A porno. An adult movie. But, you know, you wouldn't see that in this country. We gotta shelter our kids. They can't, we gotta have them go to the namby-pamby land and to the candy cane forest. You know, in other countries, there's six-year-old kids. Okay, this is how you're gonna slit someone's throat. This is how you're gonna shoot them. You know, they're teaching their kids, most of these are Islamic people and extremists, they're teaching kids 6 and 7 years old how to shoot with a gun and kill, how to slit someone's throat, and here we're debating if we should even be able to own guns. I don't get it. I really don't. You know, like I said in the beginning of the program, there was an airport in Libya where Islamists ran over it, and there are 11 planes missing. Not to mention those two other planes that were, like, destined for somewhere, and all of a sudden they're gone on radar. I don't know how. Who knows? But they're missing. Either way. And I've said before, I didn't remember too many people on September 11th going, you know, I never thought this could happen to us. I was one of those, like, I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner. I believe we're gonna get attacked again. And from the likes of it, our administration is doing zero. Nothing. And they know it. And that's the biggest question I guess Glenn Beck gets asked and I get asked. What do we do? Educate people. Sit there. Get people to write in MSNBC and says, okay, we just had a person, an American, beheaded, and you're worrying about the minimum wage? We're not talking about Democrat or Republican issues. We're talking about American issues here, folks. ISIS and caliphates and stuff that Glenn Beck talked about was not an American thing. It was not a Democrat thing. Was that a Republican thing? Well, yeah, it was an American thing. Huh. See if you're paying attention. My mom would do that all the time. So, like, well, she'll be talking to Angel. Well, the aliens went to Mars, and then they saw, what are you talking about, aliens? I'll just make sure you're paying attention. So I'd do that once in a while, just, you know. But it's the truth, folks. We need to wake up. I hate to say this, but you need to let kids see reality. You need to show them the videos of the kids in Egypt and Israel being trained on how to slit someone's throat. They need to show in every school these kids that live in a tent, that get up instead of going to school, they go work in the field all day. Not that's going to do no good, because until they attack the U.S. again, I just wonder how they're going to blame Bush. I just wonder, well, how is the liberal media going to spin this to blame Bush for all that's going to go down? Because they'll blame a Republican, even if Hillary Clinton gets in again, and I mean, in the White House and she's the president, they'll still be blaming Bush for, well, this economic, okay, Ronald Reagan turned it around in 2 years, got it going in the right direction, but, you know, I mean, since we got Democrats in the White House, we have to still blame Bush for everything because, you know, half of the people in this world are still Republican Democrat. When they say, like, well, 52% of the people disapprove of the way the president's handling stuff and he doesn't have a big enough backbone. Are you kidding me? 52%, that's it? I would think 110% of the people would be outraged. Okay, here, someone just got decapitated, and we're sorry for the family, but folks, don't worry. Thank you. No more questions. Goodbye. I got to go to a golf course. You kidding me? The 2-second press conference about, I don't think there was even one done yesterday for that other person that was beheaded. And there's no evidence to prove it was done yesterday. They could have done them all, and they're going to release them bit by bit. You know, every 2 weeks they're going to release one. And the more they get released, the more they're going to realize that Obama's not going to do anything anyway. So, might as well just release them all at once. I mean, when there are people that have fought for ISIS, that have left America and gone over and fought for ISIS, and then they're allowed to come back to this country for free and clear, if you're fighting for an organization that does not want America to exist and wants us all dead, how can you allow them back into the country? I don't know, but there's several from Minnesota that went over there to fight for Islamic extremists and ISIS, and guess what? If they want to come back to this country, they're more than dang welcome to. You need to wake up. You need to call your politician and say, I've heard that there are people that are going over there from that are American citizens that are flying over. They're fighting with ISIS to start them, to help the caliphate, and then they're legally allowed to come back to this country. How in the hell can that happen? They need to have lost their citizenship and not be allowed back in this country, but it doesn't matter because all they have to do is just go to the Mexican border and they can come in here faster than water in the Titanic. I mean, that's what that... I mean, because someone was going, so you don't want to help these people at the border? I'm like, how do you know who these people at the border are? How do you know some of them are Islamic extremists coming over here trying to kill us? You can't, you actually believe that and say, well, you can't prove me wrong. You can't prove me wrong. If an Islamic extremist sees how easy it is to just go across the border, why not? Get a ticket and go to Mexico City and then bang. You gotta understand, folks, these ISIS videos are not just one guy behind a camera with a black curtain behind him. There are three camera angle shoots, stuff that professional studios use. They have money. They have weapons. They are dangerous. I'm not trying to scare you, but you need to know what's going on. Some of my show is great and happy-go-lucky, but at some point you have to take kids and you have to say, hey, this is real, okay? This is a bomb shelter. You may have to go there. This is what an air raid siren sounds like. If we're going to be under attack, this is what you're going to hear. We need to have kids have some sense of realism in this world. You know? Because maybe you won't have that 15-year-old, 16-year-old that believes that he can't die. I never thought I could die when I was 17 years old. I remember one time me and my good friends, Brian Denham, were driving station wagon. We're going down 18th Street and, no, we're going down 14th Street towards Casillas, and we're driving down, and all of a sudden, my Brian hits me in the chest. Stop, son! I slam on the brakes. We go about a little over a quarter into the intersection. Bang! A cop goes by. I would have hit him dead on at about 40 miles an hour inside of his car and probably killed him. And me, who knows? We went across the street. We pulled over, and I was there for like 2 hours. We couldn't even move. We couldn't even drive. We almost called this because it's like three blocks. Well, it's actually about like a half mile from his parents' house. We almost called his dad to come get us. Because, I mean, but we never thought we could die. We just were invincible until my senior year. And we did lose. I did lose five of my good friends, you know. But for the most part, you never, you know, until it happens to you, I thought September 11th would wake people up. I guess it hasn't. I guess it's going to take another, and then what's another attack going to do? I mean, you know, if an American's beheaded and MSNBC and these liberal medias are talking about Thursday, McDonald's and Burger King employees trying to get everyone they can to strike and walk off the job and try to get unionization help so they can get $30 an hour to, so they can flip burgers, I can understand it in one respect because, hey, it's hard to find jobs now, so a lot of people are turning to Burger King for employment because they've got no other option. Excuse me. I can see that. But Lord help us. You know, is that really priority one when we have Americans dying? You know, there's actually a Marine that her family, that their son died, and they're actually petitioning for Obama's resignation. And I'm like, well, they better be getting a heck of a lot of people supporting and going to the White House because he ain't going to do anything. Like I said before, his birth certificate gets so fake because he wants you to argue about the birth certificate being so fake because he's going to go out here and he's going to do other stuff. You know, while you're distracting the bartender, he's going to clean up the slot machine. And there was a thing they did, and I don't know how real it is. It's like a British thing they do. They do scams, and they put up this, I don't know if they really take the money or not, but they put up this fake ATM machine, and they sit there, and they have a lady who gets inside this thing, and when you put your card in, she hits a button, and it'll say, like, enter your PIN number, and they have a video camera that records the PIN number. She swipes the thing that there's a card reader that reads all the information off your card, puts it back in, gives it back to them, and it says, sorry, this machine's not functioning. And that'd be my first clue. The machine worked enough for you to put in your information there and say it didn't work. That'd be at least my first clue. And they said in like 2 hours with this makeshift popped up that looks real ATM machine, they got 25 people's credit card information and everything that they could close their account and everything. And just kind of scary. But it's just one of those things that, you know, I think it's neat because it exposes some things like how to do certain things and how they'll try to scam me and Kanye. And they did one where they take this, the guy buys like a $200 stereo system and takes the box, keeps it as pristine as possible, goes into the store, sneaks in with it, and he puts like a $2,000 system in there. And another guy seals it up, and when they seal it up, they put it back. And she goes, oh, now look at this stuff. And this lady that works with them comes in, and I'm going to buy this. And then the whole time they're taking this box that's on top of the rest of them, it's the box that the guys brought in that they reassembled and put this like $2,000 stereo equipment in. And it's crazy. Now, I don't know how that could happen because there'd have to be no security cameras anywhere. You know, there'd have to be, you know, more than every place I go into, there's more than one person that's helping you out. You know, there's like 3 or 4 people. So I don't know how you can get away with that. I mean, it's a neat idea, but I don't know how you can get away with it because every place I go, they got security cameras everywhere. That's just a cool old thing, but it's kind of neat so you can wake up and see, okay, wow, this can happen, that can happen. I kind of feel like we shelter ourselves, you know? And that's what I guess I'm coming back to. My point is, why is an American being beheaded happening twice and MSNBC or Liberal Media Network is talking about a minimum wage thing? That's the least of our concerns right now when we're having people threatening to kill us all as America and have the Hamas flag flying at the White House and turn us all into an Islamic state and a caliphate. And especially women should be concerned because you're going to be the lowest on the totem pole. You're going to be raped, abused, beaten. You're going to be not allowed to do things. But enough of that. Now we're going to get on to my reds. Oh, and I do have one quick question. If anyone out there wants to leave a comment or whatever, or write me. It might be contractual or whatever, but I got a, what is that? TuneIn Radio. So I'm like, hey, I like the 49ers. I like the Tigers. I like the San Jose Sharks. I like Boston Celtics. I'll be able to listen to the games. Well, whenever you go to the radio station that carries the game for the Celtics, whatever, not streaming. Game not streamed. And I'm like, well, that's why I got this, so I could listen to games not in my area. I don't watch enough baseball to get like the MLB Network or whatever where you can. I mean, if you could get it to where you can just get like $5 a year and you pay and you see all the Tigers games, that's okay. But I'm not going to pay just to get it on my computer when I'm only going to watch the Tigers, per se, and then the World Series and stuff. But anywho, I just wonder if anyone knows why those games like Notre Dame, they don't have a radio station here, so I have to listen. I try to listen via TuneIn, but it doesn't stream the games. They don't have a radio station streamer. But anywho, off to Manchester United, and have they made a right choice? I look like this. Dimitar Berbatov was a great player. Chicharito Hernandez, Javier Hernandez, great player. Well, Chicharito is now, Javier Hernandez is on loan to Real Madrid. Basically, he's probably going to become one of theirs if they like him. You know, he's a great player. Why don't they play him? Like I said, when David Moyes left, he basically had the same team Alex Ferguson did. But, I don't know. Some of these, not that Marcus Rojo is any bad, or Luke Shaw is bad, or Angelo De Mea is bad, or Andrea Pereira is bad, or Bailey Blind is bad. They're not bad. You know? Falcon, you're not bad. But they're not bad players. It's just when you have some great talent on the team and you're not playing them, that's what gets me upset. Chicharito is a great, great, great player. Why aren't you using him? I just don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand. I mean, he is a coach that sucks in the very beginning. But by the time he gets going, because he's a decent manager. And, I mean, I already have a guy at work, so I was like, beat the guy, man. Beep. Why do we have him? That beeper, that mother beeper, the sound of a beep, you know, going off mic. Yeah, I don't know. I've not seen, if mid-season we're still struggling to even win, then I got his back. But right now, give him a chance. He's been great everywhere else he's been once he's gotten established. So, it's one of those things that once he gets established, he's usually right on. He's great. Just, he's not established. He's so new there, you know, and trying to get people to hone in on his philosophies and his style and his play and his setup of the team and all that. You know, give him time. Give him, by midseason, if we're still, like, probably not even going to be in the top tier of the Premier League, then we need to say, okay, what's going on here? But until that time, you know, just let it go and just see what he does. I got about 90 seconds left or less than that, but it's just, I just try to, at least with me and my program, people ask me what to do. I just try to wake people up and say, hey, this is what's going on, you know, with America. This is what's going on with Manchester United. This is, you know, right or wrong answer. But if your ignorance is not knowing, you know, always be prepared. I remember this one person says, you should always be prepared. What if a tornado comes? Do you have stuff? Do you have stuff to get you by for a couple of days or whatever? You know, just because you're getting survival food doesn't mean the end of days.
But
it's just one of those things, man, that, you know, I guess I'm just like with Manchester United, you know, you get kind of frustrated. You get kind of frustrated with things and use. Especially when people, what can I do? And especially when you want to watch your Tigers or whatever, and you can't because TuneIn Radio, it's not streaming. You can't listen. Anyways, God bless you all. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Until next week, goodbye.